Hey, Splainers, it's Ray. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to talk about a new segment that we're going to be starting next year called Mansplaining Moments. So what we need from you, our listeners, is a time recently where you were mansplained something. And this could include you too, men. So write in, call us, send us an email, and tell us about a time you recently were mansplained, and we will send you some sweet new swag. We've got some stickers we're going to be revealing this Wednesday, so keep an eye out for those on Instagram. And yeah, here's the episode. Enjoy.
I need a lady's opinion, 'cause I'm not a lady like a lady is.
Hi, this is the Woman's Splaining Podcast. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Thanks again for coming back.
Hey.
This is Ray, and I have
Melissa
and Cheryl
with me today. And we're going to talk about some stuff.
Let's do this.
I put a poll on Twitter asking for listener input on what they wanted us to talk about. So the two that had the most votes, the first one was talking about female misogynists, which that suggestion actually was from Dean from Podskier. That was the one that got the most votes. And then the one that got the second most votes was bras. People just want to know about bras.
I could do, days on bras.
So we're going to do bras next episode.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
But when I was thinking about it, I was like, this is actually a short episode. But then I was like, no, there's this kind of bra and this kind of bra and this kind of bra. And like, here's a bit. And I was like, no, this is a big topic.
So unfortunately,
speaking of there's big topics,
bajillion
kinds. Our boobs, they're all big.
Yeah. Physically big topic.
Physically, and mentally, all encompassing tits.
Yeah, so going along with this topic of female misogyny, though, which is the first thing that we're going to talk about, we did get a listener question that I think kind of relates to this. So I'm going to start with that one because I think it's a good one. Do women really judge each other as much as men think they do? I think the thing that's hard about this question is that it's like, well, how much do you think we judge each other?
What do you guys think
like,
we're
what
doing?
Do you think we do?
I mean, mentally, I'm probably judging way more than I'm verbally saying anything. But I mean, it's not necessarily in a bad way. I'm like, damn, that girl's hot. I'm like, oh, I wish I could pull off those jeans. Or like, I guess maybe we need to define the word judgment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think we each live in an episode of Mean Girls?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
In that case, no.
I just don't have enough time in my life. Right.
I think that probably is the assumption that we're all just walking around like, look at that bitch.
Gina
look
Georgie.
At how short her skirt is. What a slut. And it's like, no.
If anything, we're like, oh, I hope she has a best friend that can tell her that
her
might
skirt
not be a great idea.
I can see that girl's vagina right now. Yeah. I hope someone tells her because I'm not.
I guess that's a good thing to bring up is that when we're like judging, it's not out of like that bitch. It's out of like, oh, my God, someone please help that girl.
I think as we get older, it's
somebody
like that.
Please tell her.
Yeah.
Where is her girlfriend to tell her that her eyeliner looks like a
do I
like
need to be that person?
Crazy.
I see your nipples right now.
Yeah.
Like, put your nipples away.
Girl, your tit is out. Put it back in.
Girl.
Oh, that's your choice? Okay. Just checking
right,
in with you.
Do you then? I'm going to be over here with my nips inside my shirt.
Yeah. We just want to check
I miss those days. Nip out. Just carefree.
So you men, tell us. What do you think is happening?
Exactly. So it's like a yes and no. It's like, yes, we do, but also not as much when we get older. And it's not in the way that you think we do. Because I think that when you're younger.
Well, you're trying to figure out your life.
Yeah. Totally. Like figure
yourself,
out who you are.
You know?
Yeah.
With anything. And I think even as you get older, if you're stepping into a new position, whether that's like becoming a mom or a new job position of any kind, there is that period of pure judgment where you're just trying to figure out this new position.
What's socially acceptable, like what you're expected to do.
Yeah,
like,
and how I should
who you
do
should
this
be.
The best according to everyone around me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we competed with each other for men and we competed with each other like for jobs. When I was younger, I had this really like stupid mentality where it was like, I'm the woman at this company. Like, who are you other women coming in here to take like the woman position?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, that's my role. I'm like the girl. I'm the girl. So
well,
like there can't be two of us.
Whenever you hear, you know, I don't have any girlfriends. All my friends are boys. I'm like, well, you're a bitch. Like, how come you didn't allow any like one more girl into your circle? I feel like that's the same exact temperament if you are the sole girl in a group of guy friends. Like, Why isn't there one more person?
When I was younger. Yeah. As I get older, I'm like, oh, a girl in my friend group. I'm absolutely. Like, oh, please, someone to hang out with and talk about.
I'm talking like high school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
When you're proud to be that one person.
Yeah.
Or, well, yeah, then it's like dominance.
Yeah. That's true. There's kind of like when you're in like high school, there's a mentality where you're like, you're the cool girl and you hang out with the guys and like you're one of the guys. Or it's a mean girl situation where it's like this hierarchical thing where it's like it's like a group of four hot chicks and like one of them's the queen bee and then like all the other girls like have their roles and then they judge all the other girls, you know.
Oh, that definitely was a thing.
Elementary.
And you're not one or the other. There are definitely a lot of other people that just like are there and not part of one of those, you know.
I think like we're like my more younger like judgment or comparison. It was more like a comparison, not necessarily a judgment. I think it was just like trying to figure out who I was, like kind of how you mentioned, Melissa, but it was more just like, oh, you're doing your hair like this. Oh, and I'm not doing my hair like that. And I should probably try to do my hair like that too. Or like, oh, well, you have this brand of lip gloss and I don't. And then I'm like, I don't know that it was just trying to figure out like what I like from other people and what they like or something. I'm not really sure how to
say,
describe that.
I would say 90% of the judgments, quote unquote judgment, is just comparison. Yeah, for sure.
And it's because of insecurity.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that they're, for most people, I mean, there are like dicks out there, right? As women. I don't think they're actively trying to bully someone else. They're just trying to figure out, should I be doing this? Should I?
I'm also judging men. I'm just gonna put it out there. I'm judging everybody.
Sure.
I'm putting that out there. If someone looks like they're a fucking psycho, I mean, I'll lean over to Alex and be like, did you see that guy?
That's like total normal.
Snark underneath your breath to your best friend. Yeah. I wouldn't consider that judging because we would, I don't know.
Like, I saw a man at the grocery store the other day whose ass was completely out.
Nope.
And he was digging in the meat section. So it was like, and he was getting help.
Wait, is that a euphemism?
No.
Just in the middle of the grocery store? What?
Yeah. And he was having like a meat man help him. And they're both just like in there and people keep, and I needed the meat that he was like digging in. And I was like, I was standing behind and I kept making like little yelp noises because his shirt would cover his full ass. And then he'd lean and it'd be like, full ass out. And I was like, ooh.
Because his pants were so low?
Well, he was just kept, they were so, it was full ass out. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you do not feel this happening.
Yeah.
But I was there for so long and the man was digging so long in the meat that I took a picture and then sent it to Alex. And I was like, this man's full ass is out. And like people kept walking behind him and was like, look away.
Where's your undies?
I don't know. Where are your undies, sir?
It is winter time coming up.
Breezy.
And you're in the freezer section.
He just likes to feel the breeze on his ass crack.
I judged that man.
Yeah.
And I took a picture of it.
I do stuff like that all the time.
Yeah. I go to the meat section with my ass out all the time.
Right?
Yeah.
I meant the judgment part, not the ass out. And
the human race is pretty hysterical to watch. It's disgusting. And I think
especially
if you're not mad, you got to kind of look around and laugh at the lunatics you're surrounded by, for sure.
And a lot of people make really questionable choices.
Absolutely.
No panties.
I was driving down and a couple miles from your house and a man took a full dump next to my car while I was at a stop sign.
Yeah.
I was like,
near my
house?
How's
it going? Well, on State Street.
Oh.
State Street and 72nd just took a shit?
Yep.
Damn.
I love it.
I was like, hey, how you doing? What's happening right now? He did everything except for look me straight in the eyes.
Did he wipe?
It was real close. No.
Did he have any? No?
No.
Oh, God, that's
He just took a dump
and
walked off. I have seen less women defecate in the streets than I have.
I'm in an atmosphere, you got me there. I've probably peed everywhere in the outdoors. I have the babiest of bladders. Like, I can't hold it.
But like outdoors in a city, like peeing like in an alleyway on a street?
Many of times.
What is never happening?
That. You know, girls
what?
Take
We're
too
judging
damn long
you
in the bathroom.
Right now.
We're judging you intensely.
I've probably peed outside downtown upwards of 100 times.
What?
I also used to go out to a lot of bars and stuff. Not recently. I stay at home where I have two bathrooms. So
I
use them often.
I've definitely peed in the woods because there's no toilets, but I've never peed like in
I've always
urban area.
Asked for a toilet.
Yeah, but girls take forever and I can't hold it. Guys, like hurry up. Hurry the fuck up.
There's just a lot of judgment.
I know. That's okay. Maybe,
okay. I mean,
I one time almost got a public urination ticket too.
That makes sense.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, and I can cut it off really fast. So that's like a talent that I have. Like, so if someone comes a walk in, I'm like, whoop.
Hurry, whoop. Cops are coming.
Hands up.
Oh my goodness.
You that's just amazing. Point to an area. Here's and I'll thing. Tell you where
I lived in New Jersey for a couple years and people did that all the time. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was
a New Jersey thing. Jersey I am from the East dirty. Coast. Maybe it's me.
That's what it is. Guys, this is not a Utah thing.
The East Coast Cheryl has small came bladders. Back
from the East Coast.
So according to
you're welcome.
But according to every time I've watched Girls, that actually is kind of a city thing because
there's no public restrooms.
And they charge you for bathrooms and shit.
Yeah, if you try to use a bathroom at like a restaurant or whatever, like you have to buy something. Yeah. And so I remember like watching Girls and there were scenes where they're just like, oh, hold on, I have to pee. And they would just go between two parked cars.
Oh,
and, like,
so many down. Times I've
and
done
I was
that.
Just like.
So many
times. I mean, I think watching Girls, I was like, oh, okay. I mean, yeah. I guess.
Take a page Girls from Cheryl's do. Book. You gotta pee when you gotta pee, okay? I have a two-bedroom, two-bathroom. It's not an issue at home, guys. Only downtown.
You're not running out to the car.
No,
to...
I'm just like, oh, I'll be right back. I cannot hold it.
I mean, I honestly am like not judging you because I get it. It's like if you have to pee, you
I
have
gotta
to
go.
Pee. Yeah, I just have like literally never had to pee that bad.
I relate in the way that I have vomited.
Oh, see?
Probably
there you go.
Upwards of 30 times downtown Salt Lake. Just
and you're
around.
Not even a drinker.
Yeah, I'm not.
Was it pregnancy vomits?
A couple of them were, but not enough.
You're just an avid vomiter?
Yeah. My problem is that if I hear or smell vomit, then I also vomit.
Oh, how do you deal with your babes? Smells?
I don't
know. Just puking?
My babies actually did make that worse. Yeah. Oh. You can hear Sly in the background.
Oh, yeah, he's here. Hey, Sly.
Chilling.
Yeah.
Little babe.
Being a baby.
So maybe it's the same. I can't control my vomit. You can't control your pee.
It's true.
I have full control over all of my bodily functions. So
Ray wins.
You know. Ray, you win at this game.
I'm better than both of you.
I'm judging both of you hard. That's fine.
No, but so going back to what you were saying about judgment.
Yeah.
You mentioned a thing about like, women go through different phases of their life and things change and then like they face all different kinds of judgment. I mentioned a little bit about workplace, but you mentioned motherhood. And I think that I have heard from a lot of women that that's a huge judgment area. Yeah.
Well, it feels like it is. That's what I think. I think when we become something new in our life, right? And motherhood's a huge one because it's obviously a very emotionally, physically taxing moment. And then you're just readjusting and you're looking around and you're like, oh, and I think 2018 doesn't help because you're like, I need to, you know, breastfeed until they're 15 and definitely never use formula. And like, there's a million things, right?
Right.
And they're easy and Pinterest makes it look fast and sweet and simple. And it's just not. So there's a lot of ways. If someone else is succeeding at even a part of that, then it's easy to judge them or to think they're judging you, right? So, you know, I was completely confident and I feel like on top of my life. And then being a mom, I was like, oh, I don't know shit about anything. And then it didn't take me long to be like, oh, no, I do. I don't need to like wonder or worry about anything. So I think that happens, you know, like I said, with a new position at work too. You're like, what am I doing? Ah,
everyone's judging me.
You know,
well, you know, you want to like imposter watch and observe syndrome and like see what's expected, what's normal.
I didn't even think about imposter syndrome for motherhood.
Oh yeah,
that totally makes sense.
100%. And you're surrounded by like, for me, stay at home moms who seem to be doing a lot of good things at home, and maybe they do some days and maybe they don't some days, which I think would be what I would do if I was home. Like some days I'd be real productive and some days I'd be like, mom's watching 10 hours of television today, you know?
That's my every day.
Don't waste your time being angry about someone else's life. I'll do that.
And it doesn't help that everyone only shows you the shiny parts of their life. They're just like, look how shiny and perfect everything
is. Here's my filter.
Like posting pictures of me just watching Netflix.
Here's what I did
really
today.
Bad filter.
Fucking 10 hours of Netflix.
No filter.
Zombie.
What about slut shaming?
Oh, no, I don't give a fuck.
Well, I mean, 2 seconds ago, we were all joking about telling our friends to, like, cover up their nipple and wearing a short skirt.
Oh, well, I mean, so but if your, like, privates are out, like, I'm assuming you probably don't want them out.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong.
Right.
But, like, slut-shaming, I mean, are we talking about, like, fucking whoever we want?
Yeah.
It's like, you do you,
well,
girl.
Well, that's probably what I'm saying.
Both. Just use, like, protection is what I want.
Right. But I think a lot of women judge other women. They're like, you've slept with how many men? Like,
the number.
Like, yeah. You just give it away, kind
do
of
we,
thing.
Do we slut shame or do we, like, joke about it in conversation? Like, I would be like, what? 45?
Holy
that's your number?
But that's, I would your be joking.
That's your number?
But then, like, yeah, see, your voice goes like, see, you're inside, you're like, that's
a also, number. I do that with men, though. Like, I'm not going to do it one-sided. Yeah. If I have thoughts about your number... I'm having thoughts about men's numbers too.
Yeah,
like, for sure.
That's true.
But I mean, even when I'm asking those questions and my voice gets high, I'd hope that. I would never do it to a stranger.
Yeah.
But with a close friend, I'd be like, "Whatever you want to do, it's your life."
Yeah. I think about it like this: like, I have a friend in my life who's looking for more of, like, a serious relationship, and he or she keeps going for these relationships that they find at bars or, like, one night stands or people who are unstable. But then they complain to me that they're like, oh, I want to settle down and, like, you know, I want to have kids or whatever. And so, like, it really just comes down to, like, what your fucking goal is at the time.
Right.
I'm like, if you're looking for a, like, a lifer, like, then I'm judging you because I'm like, stop fucking looking at these people at bars who are not what you really want.
Yeah.
But if you're like, I'm fucking single and free and doing me, like, and I'm like, hell yeah, get at that bar. You get at that fucking one night stand. Like, tell me more, all the details. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where the judgment comes from. I'm like, whatever your goal is, like, I'm down to participate verbally with you.
But I mean, does slut shaming ever happen between close friends? Like, when you're joking around, have you ever had a friend joke with you and you're like, is that serious? Like, have you ever thought it's more than just a conversation? Because it makes more sense that we would be blamed for slut shaming people we don't know because we're having a conversation. Yeah. We don't know them. Right. So we're making a statement and they might take that personally. Or the conversation is heard. And so you're blamed for mean words when you don't know them, you know, like on Facebook.
It's probably just
or
easier
social media.
That way to slut shame. Like, oh, look at that.
But within friends, does that happen?
You don't know that person, you don't have empathy. I would say, like, the times that I judge my friends are when I feel like they're making bad life choices.
Yeah.
We've had conversations about different things, and I'm just like, why are you still doing that thing? Because, like, you've bitched about this thing, or, like, you dumped this guy who was, like, horrible to you, and then you're like, now you're dating the guy again, and I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Okay, so I have
that's not slut shaming. That's just like bad choicing.
What I'm just saying. Like, I wouldn't, like, if my girlfriend was like, I just, like, had sex with a dude last night. Woo!
Hey,
I'm like, get it, girl.
Get it.
So I'm kind of over, like, the slut shaming phase because I just don't really care because it doesn't matter.
And it's
to
also
me.
Because you're not, like, in that phase of trying to figure out your relationship or who you want to be with or what kind of relationship you want. Like, I think it's like once you figure yourself out in whatever that scenario is, then you stop judging and comparing and, like, you figured that out.
I think slut shaming in the past, like, if I ever would, like, would look at a girl who was wearing, like, something that was revealing, or, like, if I was, like, at a pool and, like, a girl was wearing a bikini, it was, like, either because of just how religiously how I was raised, or more frequently it was because I was jealous because I was, like,
totally,
I want to look like that.
Yeah.
I want to be able to wear a little string bikini at the pool and look that hot.
But I feel like as
and
I'm
don't,
older.
And so I'm going to pretend like I'm mad about it.
Totally.
There
totally.
Should be a rule. We all wear jeans.
But when
that's
I was
what
younger, it was like.
Surf shorts and long sleeve t-shirts, motherfuckers.
But when I was younger, like, I was having those feelings as more as like a comparison and, like, I'm competing for that same role. But as I'm older, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know what? I don't think I'd look good in that size bikini right now. And, yeah, I'm going to wear a beach fucking cover up to hide my cellulite. So it's like once I've become and then I'm like, I'm fucking high-fiving that girl. I'm like, you fucking show as much skin as you can right now because, like, eventually that shit's going downhill. I'm like, you fucking get naked. You do you, girl. Yeah. Tit out, like, you do you.
Yeah. I'm the same way. Like, now I'm just like, yeah, you know what? Like, I've just resigned myself to like, this is my body and what it looks like. Exactly. And I know what I
look become more comfortable and I'm like,
I know what I'm comfortable in.
And you, okay, but you use the word resigned. Well, not yourself, resigned, but like, yeah, embrace.
Embrace. Right? Yeah. Just, yeah. More positive.
Just love what you have right now instead of being like,
oh, correct. That's a better word.
I mean, saw that photo of myself.
Or I'm we just like, got damn, family I need photos to get back and to I was the like, gym.
Oh, motherfucker needs to lose some weight.
Every time. I know.
I mean,
this is a situation.
That's why I said resigned, because there still is a little piece of me that's like, I really do want to wear that bikini, right. But well, I know I can.
I mean, sure. But like the amount of work you have like to put Heidi in. Klum. It's just like, who's got that time, man? You fucking love Oreo cookies and Netflix. Like, you can't change
and
a girl.
Food.
Yes. Me.
Okay, so we talked about do women judge each other as much as men think? Probably not. I mean, that depends on how much men think we judge each other. And also, probably not as much now and as we get older.
Yeah, we definitely do our best to be each other's allies.
But that leads us perfectly into the topic of female misogynists. Yeah, I don't even know where to get started with this topic. It's so big. So I guess this is a place to start. Like, I was reading this article talking about back when, like, Trump was running for president and they were like, the elections were all happening, there was this map going around that was showing, like, it was like, this is how many states would vote for Trump if women weren't allowed to vote. And, like, people were spreading around the internet as, like, a reason to repeal the 19th Amendment, the amendment that gave women the right to vote. That was, like, a thing that was happening on Twitter.
You can't see my eyebrows right now, but they are large.
Cheryl was like, ah!
Hell no.
So that was, like, a thing that was going around. And who knows how much of that was just, like, fucking trolls and how many people believed it. But there was apparently, like, a large percentage of women who were like, yeah. Like, they were willing to give up their right to vote in order to get Trump into the presidency, because they were like, yeah, like, see, this is like why women shouldn't be allowed to make decisions. Women. Yeah. The article I was reading was saying that like a large percentage of like Trump's female support base is like white middle class women. So it's not women of color. It's not like women who are from lower socioeconomic statuses. It's like middle like America.
30 to 50 white.
Waspy women. Yeah.
Waspy bitches.
Those waspy fucking bitches.
Oh, that literally like puts a like a like a pain in my stomach.
Yeah. So
like my gag reflex like starts to
And they're not like the poor under like privileged. Yeah. They have money and some sort of an education.
Yeah. Which is like I don't know. I don't understand that. I don't understand how like you can get to a place in your life where you're like, yeah, like I am like at a certain socioeconomic level and I like went to school and I did this and I have like achieved all this stuff and like I don't want other women to be able to do the same. Is it like why?
I mean, it's hard to understand. Are they trying to protect the cultural norms of gender stereotypes that you feel that Trump represents in, you know? Part of me says maybe and part of me says there's no way, right?
I think that is a big part of it. I think that it's like an internalized misogyny, like because there is so much. There's a lot of misogyny in our culture and like stereotypes of like women should stay home and have kids and da 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 da. And
but it's
so,
just like if women are on board with that, which is fine. Yeah, I mean, that's like, hard you to do say you, that but it's like, misogyny how dare
when
you
women have
force
made the
other
choice.
People to, yeah. To do the same.
And that's what I'm saying, is that like it's not just to
pro
them.
Choice, damn it.
Yeah. Well, and that's exactly it. That's why like they're not pro choice. Because they're like, this is how I think a woman should be. And if any other women have different opinions, then like fuck you and like
it's just like America should be just full of choices and opportunities. It's like we're not making the choices for everyone to stay home or to make cookies all fucking day. Like if you want to make cookies all day, like you make cookies all day. If you don't, then fucking do something else. Like it's just so nutty to me.
Right. We're giving them autonomy over their own lives and their own choices. So yeah, I think like when I think about where a female misogynist would come from, I think it's like a combination of like trying to maintain cultural norms, trying to maintain gender stereotypes. And that could be because of how they were raised. It could be because of religion. It could be a lot of reasons why they do that. But I think that's why, right? Like they look at a woman who's like, I decided not to have children. I had an abortion when I was younger. I don't want to get married. I want to sleep around and I have a high powered job. They look at that and they're like, that's not what a woman should be. And so that's where that like that hatred of like feminism, like anti-feminist females like comes into. And because really feminism is about like women can should like be able to be empowered to do like what anything they want to do.
Yeah.
And they are, you know, not lesser than.
Yeah. I mean, and you get, I think, this perceived extremist, you know, like what they call like feminazi or something, where mm-hmm. people are, women are afraid to call themselves feminists because of the extreme views that totally. One might take. You know, we have to destroy men to put up women, when that's not the movement. It's not what's being said, but there's going to be extremists on either end, right?
Yep.
And I think the same thing with, you know, these female misogynists that are supporting 45. They're out there to maybe they have a good base, like a good idea. They want to support this stereotype of where women should be. And they feel like 45 in the Republican platform is the way to go there. You know, they've been safe with Republican, being Republican their whole life. And realistically, 45 has destroyed your platform. You know, the next person hopefully will be the person that represents what you had. Your 45 values. Does not represent your values. But I think that they're basically trolling other women on social media forums. I think that if you put, you know, two of us in the same room, they'd be like, oh, no, I do support you as a woman to make these choices. But with social media, they're able to, you know, be extremists in their distance misogyny.
Yeah.
And they're trolling the nation.
Yeah, I just was reading this quote. So I have this Psychology Today article up.
I was just reading the same one on my phone.
Are female misogynists on the rise? And halfway through, it's like, earlier this year, so this was 2016 when this was published. Earlier this year, think tank Demos did a study and found that half of misogynistic tweets which contained the word whore or slut came from women.
Absolutely. And that, I mean, that
what
goes...
What was the percentage?
Half.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
I wonder if that, like, hatred or that... I wonder if it comes from, like, a place of jealousy. Are they looking at women who are, like, free and open and sort of have, like, power and control over their lives and saying, like, oh, that's not how a woman should act, but are they secretly like, I wish I could express myself in that way?
Sure, like
I don't know.
You know, I mean, and I bring this up again because it's where I'm at with a working mom. You know, it's easy to glamour or vilify the stay-at-home mom who's, mm-hmm. you know, maybe... have those thoughts of like, you need to get out more and like give back to your community and be that strong, independent, working woman that's inside so that you're not dying slowly at home. And they're not.
Under the heel of your husband.
Under the heel of your husband.
He's controlling you.
And all of that is not true. And it's just awful things to say. And if even a portion of that resonates with you and you need a way to figure out how to be outside the home, then you know, get a friend and figure that out. Or if I'm saying those things because secretly I want to be a stay-at-home mom, and then that's on me to figure that out, to get in a place for me to be, and I shouldn't vilify either person, you know.
I wonder if part of it might be fear, too. Like, maybe they got married really young and they never had a job. Because there are women who, like, yeah, they don't have a career, but, like, they've raised children, they have a successful family. Like, maybe they do a lot of charity or community work. And maybe they feel like that has all been achievable because of their husband, right? Like, his success is their success.
Well, I mean, and so to a certain point, it would be. I mean, he's financially supporting the family. And if he was to fail at that, then... Well,
and that's what I'm saying, is that maybe, like, in their mind, like, those traditional gender roles are like, yeah, like, these are the things that I do, and like, that's what my husband does, and like, I be submissive and obedient to him because like, he's in charge and like, he's the head of the family, and like, his success is like the success. I'm just theorizing like,
I think the base
I'm
of what you're saying,
trying to get into the headspace of like how you can get to that point.
I think the base of what you're saying is fear.
I think it is too. Like, I think especially religious women tend to be like, to lean on biblical values, and biblical values are very steeped in like traditional gender norms and like the nuclear family and like these kind of like 1950s sort of ideals of like what a family is. And so women who don't follow those same quote ideals like scare them, and they don't, and they just like react negatively. So women who don't want to have children, or women who are queer, or women who are trans, like they just like freaks them out because they have a different ideal of what a woman should be. And when someone doesn't meet that ideal, it creates like tension.
When realistically, it's like, we all just want to a place to feel safe and loved in any aspect of that it is, you know?
Right.
And so instead of focusing on those good things, it's focusing on the negative, what's different.
I think I saw a meme on Facebook earlier today that was like, trans rights don't take any rights away from you. And I mean, I guess that's with any, you know, minority, but like, yeah, it's just like, I don't understand where that struggle comes from.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, it takes nothing from you. Nothing.
LGBTQ, like everything.
You don't have to be queer. You don't have to be trans. You don't have to marry anyone you don't want to.
Right.
No. Like, it does not affect you.
Right.
Sit down.
But they think, they think it does because it's pushing back against, like I said, it's pushing back against their gender norms.
Yeah, it's, well, it's the, this binary world that we live in, or we thought we were in for a long time.
Yeah.
When we're just realizing we live in a much more complicated world, and thank goodness we're realizing that. Thank goodness that, you know, our children are thanking us that we were realizing that so that we don't lose anybody. Well, and also I think it's ironic that, you know, the women at the top that are yelling back at this, saying like, women, you know, why do you, like, why are you doing this? Why are you feeling this way? Are strong, capable, top of their field women, you know, that are insisting of these stereotypic roles for women to stay in. Like, I'm protecting this for you. But just you being in that role should open it up that, I don't know, there should be more roles for women to be in.
Yeah.
We need someone to speak up for us, and you got there, so allow more women to get there as well. That's all we're asking.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mostly was just asking questions about and trying to get into the headspace because I honestly don't understand how you could be that way. I don't understand how you can be a woman who hates other women. And the thing is I think people probably think that, like, the women that we're talking about go around and just, like, every single woman that I meet, I hate them. And it's like, no, obviously, like, those women have friends. They have, like, sisters and, like, daughters and cousins and whatever that they love. It's just sort of this, like, yeah, we should take women's voting rights away because I want to make sure that this person that I agree with and who – Or not even that I, not even person, but like this political party that I agree with that subscribes to my ideal of gender norms, I want to make sure that they're in power. And so I'm willing to give up some of my power in order to make that happen. And it's like, we shouldn't have to do that. And we shouldn't have to put other women down. Yeah, that's an extreme way of
playing the political system and playing the voting system, right?
And I think,
like, they just know the game that needs to be played in order to get what they want, and they're willing to get rid of that, which is just insanity that something like that would have to happen in order for someone to win, to win the game.
Yeah.
I guess the more gross. Yeah, I guess the more relatable version of that is, like, you shouldn't have to put other women down in order to keep yourself up, or you shouldn't have to deny other women or other people rights in order to protect your rights. Like, people are like, I want to be a white Christian stay-at-home mom, and I want my life to be this certain way, and then there's these people who are not the same as me, and they're attacking me and they're attacking my idea of, like, what a family is and what, and it's like, but they're not, though.
Right.
They're just saying there are other ways.
Right.
There are other options.
I mean, it's supported by bipartisan politics, right? Everything we do is one way or another, and we try to put in these other options, and we say, nope, there are no other options. And nobody wants it. Nobody wants it to be black and white.
Those people do want it to be black and white, I guess.
Yeah.
So I just, like, as you were talking, I was like, ugh, I had a perfect analogy because I'm, like, trying to think of the best way to encompass everything I'm, like, trying to say. And it's Serena from Handmaid's Tale.
Hmm. Which one's Serena? Oh, the mom.
The wife, Yvonne Strahovski's character.
Is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
She's hot.
Yeah, she is very hot. But, like, the whole premise of her character is, like, she was like, yeah, I'm willing to give up some of my rights as a woman, because I feel like this, the crisis that we are in of like women are infertile and we can't have children.
Right.
Like that is enough of like a crisis for me that like I am willing to take this more submissive role and like lean on my husband and like
and she was, trust everything in him.
Like she and Joseph Fiennes' character outlined the ideals for that society. Yeah. And it's like, it's funny because we have conversations all the time with like friends who watch that show, or just like how could you be okay with that? I don't understand it. But that's what I love about that show, is because like her character is so heinous, but then I also feel a ton of sympathy for her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sadly.
Yeah, like, it's like
I don't want to give her my sympathy, but I do.
Right.
You know. Yeah, you're right. When I said black and white, it's not.
I mean, we don't want that.
Yeah, we don't want that. I guess I would just project my hope that more people would understand that there's more points, but I think the world's stuck in this rut, and we're just trying to speak up and get those other voices heard on a much broader system, of course. I think those that are more, you know, a part of that two-party system that aren't aligned with your own, you know, have good values, they just vilify the other side. And so they don't see all of the middle ground.
Right.
They are forced to pick one or the other, and they will fight just as hard as we'll fight for those.
Yeah. I just want to say I tapped out of politics about 2 years ago. So I'm sorry. I literally had to do it for like my own well-being.
Yeah.
Like
your own mental health.
Yeah. I seriously, it's so sad, but ignorance is so blissful.
Mm-hmm.
And lucky that as a white middle class, I mean, we have that seriously. Opportunity we have the to luxury. Tap out.
I know.
Yeah.
Right. So vote anyway. I voted.
I did.
I voted.
Vote.
Literally, I'm not even religious, but I like put the ballot in the like mailbox thing because I live in a condo and you can't like send mail out. So like the big blue thing, and I like put it in, and then I did like the Hail Mary thing. I was like, please God, let this ballot get to where it needs to be.
Yeah.
And we also like went and recycled all of our recycling that after. That was the only thing we did that day. Nice. Just like voted
and
then recycled. And I was like, I feel so good about myself. You guys are killing today.
You're a good person. You're like, I helped the environment and I voted.
Yeah. Like, good for me. It took about 9 minutes.
Cage-free eggs for dinner. I know. Crazy.
Cage-free, anti-hormone eggs.
Yeah, I felt good, guys.
Brilliant. Everyone can do their part.
Yeah.
The more and more that you allow everyone in your life to speak up and kind of get in the habit of not judging so quickly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At least on the outside of your mouth.
Like, on the outside of your mouth.
We all need to judge each other less and feel, try embrace. To see things from other perspectives.
Yeah, embrace
and
other have, perspectives.
And have more empathy. And realize that other people's rights and other people's choices and other people's differences don't take away from who you are or what you want to do.
Yeah. And I mean, I realize now just saying that we just spent like the last little while just doing the exact opposite by being like, I don't understand you people on the other side.
Well, yeah, but just saying that we don't understand is way more
conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's more acceptable than being like, they're bad, they're wrong.
Yeah.
Like at least acknowledging like you don't understand is such a bigger step.
And if there are women listening that.
Yes.
You understand what we're striving to understand, just this other side. We would love to talk
Reach
to you.
Reach out. Yeah. We'd be happy to talk to you. I mean,
yeah.
We're all open.
I'm sure there are voices. I mean, there are, obviously, because 45 got elected. Like, there are people that understand and live the other side. So we would love to have you on to ask you some questions.
And also just be like, why?
Yeah, you can calm us down.
Yeah, please.
Little bit of judgment. No, I'm just kidding.
Mean, like, I don't know that why is a judgment.
No, I know.
We're just like honestly
we just
trying
don't
to understand.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, going back to what I was saying is, like, the reason why I don't understand is because, to me, like, we're all trying to uplift women. Like, none of us are trying. And, like, those women who want to stay in a traditional gender role, we're not saying that you have to be any different. Like,
no.
We want to give all women. Exactly. We want to give all women a platform.
And maybe
to lift
maybe
themselves
that's
up, you know?
Maybe that's the key. You know, they don't want to take it away either. They just want to give that option to women, and they think we're taking it away.
Oh,
when in all actuality,
I could see that point of view, but we're definitely not. No.
But a lot of them do want to take things away, though, right? Like they want to take away abortion rights, and they want to take away. Some of them wanted to take away voting rights for women. And
I think that's what I think we're saying that they do.
That's
the
extreme.
I mean, when we're talking abortion, which is such a huge topic, of course. We don't want anybody going out and killing millions of babies.
That's not what pro-choice is about.
It's not what pro-choice is, but it's what gets heard by people that hear pro-choice a lot of time.
Right. Yep.
At the same time, maybe like they don't want that choice being taken away from us. A lot of people...
They just advocate for no abortions.
Yeah, they advocate for no abortions, but it's not what's being heard. It's not what's being told in media. So it's not what you assume when you hear that someone's against pro-choice because they want to take away your right to do that. And that's not what it's about.
Absolutely.
So I think it's the same thing when we're talking about like roles and
please reach out. I'd be super down to talk.
Yeah. If you have any other follow-up questions for us, like send them in. Start a conversation on social media with us. You can email us a question. You can fill out our Google survey. And come back next week for another episode.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.